When the kids are asleep, that's when dad has time to play. Welcome to the Geeky Dad After Dark. It's another week with the Geeky Dad here. And?
Don't forget the Geeky Wife.
Yeah. Do you have any liquid beverage?
No, not today.
This week? Okay. No?
No, not today.
You didn't drink before coming onto the show?
No, I did not. Just because I drank some water, that doesn't mean like...
No. That water had a lemon in it, and...
Oh my God, just because I have a water with lemon doesn't mean like, you know, I'm drunk.
I'm starting an intervention for you.
Oh, great. Go ahead. So, I gotta stop drinking water then?
No.
With lemon?
No. It had something else in it.
No, it didn't.
By the way, I drank. I took a sip of what you were drinking, and it did not taste like water.
Really? What did it taste like?
Lemon water.
Really?
Right.
Crazy ass.
I got a little tipsy.
Yes, you get tipsy out of lemon water. What can I just say? Go in a hole, and live in there. Okay.
Are you gonna come with me?
No.
Why not?
Because I cannot find my lemon in there.
We'll bring some lemons. And vodka.
No, I cannot do vodka. I'm getting massive headaches.
Really? Yeah. I don't need to know your life story, okay? Even though
wow.
I live with you. All right?
Why are you being such a jackass to me today? Like, what crawled
Wait,
up in your butt?
Just today? I thought I'm a jackass every day.
No. What crawled up in your butt?
A bug?
Yeah. Was it big enough?
I think so.
Did it tickle your fancy?
No.
Okay.
No.
Why don't you get an Asgard? Get an Asgard.
They have a thing called an Asgard?
Asgardians?
you learned about Asgardians this week, huh?
No, I heard the kids talk about it. And
yeah.
You?
I think you're confusing what an Asgard is with Asgard. That's two different things, lady.
Yeah.
Okay?
If I was there, I would be making fun of them every day. Oh, you're an Asgardian, right?
Is that a conversation you should have with the kids?
No, I didn't say about the kids. I said if I was living in Asgard.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a different language.
Uh-huh. Asgard,
yeah.
Right?
Right?
Yet they all spoke English.
Well, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not talking about anything fanciful this week, okay? No aliens. No...
Asgard.
Asgardians.
Guarding the ass.
Yeah. Is that what they were guarding?
I don't know.
That's what Thor was guarding on that planet?
I don't know.
He's guarding your ass.
To me, like, all those people were, like, dumb. Heimdall, for instance. Like, couldn't see shit. Like, the worst gatekeeper.
And they're wearing all these heavy, heavy clothes all the time. It seems, like, very constrictive.
Yeah.
You know, do they ever have any, like,
relaxing
clothes?
Like, you know, like, I have, like, short hair. And every time I have to cook or do anything, I tie my hair. How the hell Thor had all his... long hair, like, you know, flowing and fighting. I'd be like, whoa, should I fix my hair, hold on to my hair, or like, should I fight?
Yeah. I mean, is his hair stronger than regular hair since he's a god?
Yeah.
Do you cut his hair?
And how did he do it, Jane? Like, when they're doing it, was like,
how do you know they ever did it?
How the hell they have a kid?
They don't have a kid.
Really?
No.
Mm-hmm.
They
okay.
don't. No, you didn't even see the movie. You're just assuming things.
Yes, I am. But if I'm sure they did it, okay? They don't have a kid or anything.
I don't think they ever did it.
Really? And that's his girlfriend that he's dying to see.
They were together on the planet for one day, and then he went back to Asgard.
Well, and then she got hooked.
At no time did they ever show like them canoodling a little bit.
Canoodling. Okay.
Okay.
You sure you didn't drink anything else with that lemon water?
I told you it was not lemon water.
It was lemon water.
Because I'm getting all flustered.
Sorry.
and flustered.
Well, okay. You sure it's not me?
You know, this episode is going on a tangent.
Okay, what's with the raising of the voice?
Because I gotta put some order here.
Order, okay.
Some law and order.
What are you,
okay, like Benson? Olivia Benson?
You mean Mariska Hargitay?
Hargitay.
So who are you?
I'm Stabler.
Oh, God.
I'm the stable guy.
Yeah, the baldy.
The guy with the...
Well, receding hairline.
Listen, that's attractive to some women. Okay.
Also, you think you have the dad bod, right? Why don't you go to the god bod? Can you transform into god
bod? Why are we talking about Thor?
Because I have a thing for him now, this week.
This episode is not even about Thor, and you're talking about Thor.
Okay, this episode is not about Law and Order, and you're talking about Law and Order Benson.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's one of your favorite shows.
Yes, used to be. Now it's getting kind of, like, shitty.
Anyhow. I don't
like anything.
This week...
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
This week... it's another installment of the shit we saw on TV. Yes. We should make like a sound effect for that. The we saw on TV.
Thank you for spitting on me.
I know. Now we just lost our audience.
I think the faithful ones will always stick around.
Stick around for the shit. Okay.
They like the shit as much as we do.
Right. So, for some reason, this week, why is there, like, a helicopter?
They're looking for...
What is that?
They're looking for your ass.
Oh my God. Whoa, that is loud.
Yes.
Whoa. Is it, like, over our...
House.
You
should tell them where we are sitting today.
We are doing a podcast. Why are you on top of our house?
By the way, we couldn't take the basement anymore, so we resort to our porch today.
Yeah, on outside. Yes. So you're going to hear a lot of like crickets, maybe some like animals. Helicopters, and then maybe some animals fucking.
Wow. We know where your head is at today. Don't even get me into that.
No. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, and this installment of the shit we saw on TV,
mm-hmm.
It's all spies. Spies.
Who kicks ass?
Makes
the same old regular mistake.
Okay. Now, you did a recent rewatch with some of the Mission Impossible movies, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, okay. Now, in terms of, the iconic soundtrack, which one sounds better? The Mission Impossible sound or James Bond?
I like Mission Impossible just because Ethan Hunt is in it. Ethan Hunt is in it. I keep making fun of that. It came out bad.
What did you call him?
Yes, Ethan Hunt. Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, you like...
Ethan Hunt.
Don't. Okay, and then James Bond. Dun, dun, dun,
yeah, dun, dun, dun. I think it's only because like dun, dun, I don't dun, dun, like dun. The actor much and like the
you're done with Daniel Craig.
Yes, the whole time you're like sucking lemon or something.
Yeah, he does have a lemon face.
Yeah,
Renee Zellweger.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think she has a lemon face anymore. She has.
By the way, I'm not from here, so I'm a foreigner, as my husband says. So please. Stick to my accent.
Yeah, I think she has facial surgery. I don't think she has a lemon face anymore.
No.
Now she has a Joker face.
last show I saw her in, like, a couple of years, like, 2 years back. No, she still had that face.
Really?
She looks really bad. Anywho, let's go back to Ethan Hunt.
You know, she looks good for her age. She's what, like, 60?
I look good for my age.
Well, nobody knows how you look like.
You do.
I'm also drunk right now.
Shit.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Now,
you just lost your chance for tonight. Any hanky-panky.
I didn't even know I had a chance.
You always have a chance.
I think the last time I had a chance was when we had a kid.
Oh, great. That was a drunken night, too?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So, yeah, you like the Mission Impossible movies more than the... James Bond movies.
Yes.
Now, I gotta say, the first Daniel Craig movie was good.
Yes, we saw it together.
I'm actually not a fan of most of
Quantum
the...
Quantum of Solace?
The movies in general.
Oh.
I think his James Bond movies are a little too serious all the time. Not enough fun.
Yeah, you mean you like the other ones with Octopussy in it?
You know, there was a little, wink and a nudge, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, you
I
know.
I get it.
With those movies, it mm-hmm. wasn't trying to be like... The next coming of Christ, I guess. You know, the way...
Yeah, and the names were, too. Like, remember, the old one used to be, like, Octopussy, and now it's like, oh, No Time to Die, Quantum of Solace.
Which is what we're talking about, No Time to Die.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a false title.
Yeah, he died.
That's a spoiler. This motherfucker dies at the end, okay?
And really? I don't think they could bring him back. He just blows up. Well, then again, you say it, like... As long as you don't see the body, it's always alive.
Well, we've seen movies where people died and come back before.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I think this is the end of Bond with Daniel Craig. That's a given. I don't think they're going to continue with the same continuity. If they do, they'll probably just be like, you know, oh, the real James Bond is dead, and then this new guy is going to take over the name or something like that. Mm-hmm. Which is what they used to hint at in the old movies, because in one of the old movies, in the beginning action scene that they usually have in all the James Bond movies, the guy goes to the camera, talks to the camera after getting beaten up like with this guy,
mm-hmm.
and says, you know, this never used to happen to the other guy. Again, you know, a wink to the crowd,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the old movies, whenever there was a funny girl with a weird name, like, for instance, in the Connery movies.
Sean Connery movies.
Yeah. He met a girl named Pussy Galore, right? So when she tells him this name, you should have seen the look that he gave on his face. In the movie, he's like, you gotta be kidding me, right? Seriously, that's your name? Wow.
And you make fun of the name I just said, Asgard, right?
Right. Well, you know, I guess it all ties together.
Yeah.
But I don't think they meant Asgard. This girl, you know, her name is Pussy Galore. And I think in the movie, she's actually a lesbian.
Okay, so for...
And... He turns her straight.
Okay, so, Raphael.
Right.
What if your name was Butthole and my name was Pussy Galore?
Mr. Butthole and Mrs. Pussy Galore. We have a reservation for you at the restaurant. With your two kids, Dickhead and Peckerface. Yeah.
Yeah, there was something probably in the lemon water.
Yeah, and that was not lemon water.
Okay. That was lemon water.
No.
With this splash of tequila.
Tequila?
And one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
Four tequilas you put in there? Oh my god. Oh my gosh. No wonder I'm seeing double.
Put on your glasses, that's where you're seeing doubles.
Here I thought I was, like, with two women right now.
Pussy and Galore.
Now, you know, I hope you're not gonna like tell me to delete this episode after you listen to it.
I know. Anywho, go back to being serious all about like James Bond and Ethan Hunt. I mean Hunt.
Okay, in terms of the best James Bond, who do you like the best? And I bet I know which one you're gonna say.
I liked Sean Connery more than Daniel Craig. Okay, Daniel Craig was.
I'm talking about all of them. Which one's the best for you?
I don't know. Like, I don't have, like, one particular. I would say, like, which James Bond I liked.
Yeah, which one?
Sean Connery Bond.
Seriously?
Yes, he was much better than Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig...
I thought you liked Pierce Brosnan.
No, I never liked him like that. No. I just didn't find it exciting or anything. And honestly, Daniel Craig looked like a fire hydrant, like a short and stumpy.
Well, he was pretty muscular, though.
Yeah, his only one scene was, like, memorable when he comes out of the water. That's it.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's it.
With the short, tidy, tight shorts.
But Sean Connery, I think I remember him from the Pussy Galore movie. And he did, I think, like, a couple. Like, I felt like, you know...
You never liked Roger Moore? Mm. Now, Roger Moore, I thought, was the more funny Bond. Because he's the one that did Octopussy. Okay. And he also did a movie where the girl was named Miss Goodhead.
Great.
Yeah. And he would like and he
what was
the,
his name? Blowjob?
No, but the villain was called Blofeld. So yeah, I thought his movies were more crazy because there was one movie where he actually goes to space and fights guys with laser beams.
In space.
In okay. space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you have it.
Yeah. And then he fought a guy in the underwater submarine headquarters.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had a car that turned into a submarine. Yeah, he went crazy in those movies. Yeah. And also, his Bond, I think, was more of a whore.
Man whore.
He was a man whore. Okay.
Like you.
You know, I think Connery was more like, okay, maybe two or three women per movie
mm-hmm.
at most.
Mm-hmm.
But Roger Moore, any fucking woman he saw, next scene, they're in bed. Mm-hmm. You know?
So anything had a hole, he would go in it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Even like, there was like this woman, she looked like an Amazon dude.
Oh,
looking
wow.
dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and banged her, and she was the henchman.
Wow.
Yeah, he ends up fighting her at the end. And then there was one movie where he fought like a voodoo priest.
Wow.
Right? And the voodoo priest guy has a woman who can see the future. And the only way she can keep her powers is if she stays a virgin. But of course, as soon as she sees James Bond, out the window that goes. She loses her powers.
Great.
Yeah. See how crazy those movies are with them?
Yeah. Who needs, like, you know, to see future as long as I get a bang?
Right, right, yeah. And the good thing about the Roger Moore movies, in my opinion, is he had... oh, wow. That helicopter's coming back.
For you.
Is it because we're talking about, like, spies? Whoa! It's like shaking the whole house. Really? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, it looks like it's gonna rain too.
Yeah, well, we got the trifecta.
This might. Has anybody done a podcast in the rain?
I don't know.
Okay, we got it. We gotta go run for cover. We'll be right back. This episode is sponsored by Audible. You know, you can get thousands of great selections of audiobooks, plus exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. And, you know, you can get theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and best of all, even podcasts like this one. And all you need to do is go to audibletrial.com. patreon.com/thegeekydadpodcast. And you'll get 30 days free when you sign up. You know, when you download titles, you know, you can listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. You can listen across devices without losing your spot. And if you can't decide what you want to listen to, don't worry. You can keep the credits for up to a year. And then you can binge them all in a whole series if you like. So, go to audibletrial.com/thegeekydadpodcast and get your free trial on us. Help out the show, help out yourself, and listen to great audiobooks with A-list talent narrating. Right now I'm listening to Artemis, narrated by Rosario Dawson. You know, it feels cool to have a celebrity narrating to you. It makes you feel special. So, try it out. Okay, we're back. We're indoors, you know. No more helicopters. No more rain.
Yeah.
I think...
Maybe the kids running up here and there, upstairs.
Who cares about that? They're supposed to be asleep, but... That's,
it's summer break.
It's a summer.
Yeah.
You know. But, I was talking about how the Roger Moore movies, they had, like, cool henchmen.
Yes.
Okay? There was a guy named Jaws because he had metal teeth.
Okay.
Okay? And in one movie, they threw him over a waterfall. He still lived. They ran him over with a car. He still lived.
Yeah.
And the next movie, they shot him in space, I think, to float forever.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's probably still living somewhere in space.
Maybe in Mars or so.
Yeah. And again, you know, there was one movie where the henchman was a short midget guy. Oh, wait, I mean, little person.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that. That's a slur.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there was one movie... where it's like a really strong Indian guy
who doesn't talk. Name American Indian or like...
No, like from India.
How do you know he's from India?
Because the whole movie's set in India.
Okay.
And, yeah. And he did like probably like 5 or 6 of those movies. All in the 80s, you know?
Okay.
I also like Timothy Dalton. He's the guy that came after Roger Moore. Now, he flipped the script completely. He got rid of the comedy altogether. But his movies were more like, you know, typical 80s action movies where it's like about revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like...
How about Sleeping Around?
He did not sleep around, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He stuck with one movie, one woman per movie, actually. Yeah. But he was more gritty, more... He's a lot like the Daniel Craig version, but he's a little bit more charming,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
You know?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's all before your time, you know? He did a movie called License to Kill.
Wow.
You know? He did another one.
You know the porn version would be License to Fuck, right?
Or License to Thrill. Yeah. And then there was another one called The Living Daylights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were all like late 80s, early 90s. Then they stopped making James Bond movies for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought in Pierce...
Brosnan.
And then a lot of women like Pierce Brosnan.
I didn't.
He is not a very muscular dude.
Mm-hmm. He looked like scrawny, yes.
He looked scrawny, but he had the handsome James Bond look.
You mean the face?
The face. I liked his first movie, GoldenEye. Okay? The second one with, I think he did with Michelle Yeoh.
I don't remember.
Was good too. But the last couple of ones that he did were kind of
bad.
Yeah. He started to like try to copy some of the Roger Moore stuff, and he just, you know, it doesn't fit him, you know.
Yeah.
And I think his movies, what he tried to do was he tried to mix the Roger Moore version with the Timothy Dalton version.
Obviously, together. He came after them.
Together. Mm-hmm. So he like it kind of had a weird mix of sometimes it's like super campy funny and then super serious at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't match. And then when they did the reboot with Daniel Craig, they flipped the script again and made everything so damn serious.
Yeah.
You know?
You cannot make fun of him when he's like sucking a lemon.
Very, very, you know, always serious.
Spy.
You know, never, hardly ever jokes, you know.
Because I'm Bond, Mr. Bond.
Yeah. And then like, you know, they change it up because now he's not a womanizer anymore. He's like stuck with one girl and he's like always in love with that same girl for like three movies. The same girl that betrayed him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he meets another girl and then falls in love with this girl, marries this girl. And then this new movie, you find out that he actually has a kid with this girl now.
Yes.
Right.
Well, we should have known he was going to die.
Yeah. And again, how do you kill off James Bond? Seriously. After...
with a bomb.
Well, the movie should have been a bomb. But you kill off James Bond after how many years? 40, 50 years going strong, and then all of a sudden you kill him off. Like, how do you end a franchise like that?
As you said, like, they probably will bring in a different guy, and then James Bond is actually a name, 007. It's just a code name.
That's the theory that they always try to say. But if they do...
Why can't it be a lady?
Well, they did have a female 007 in this movie.
No. I mean, like, really in charge.
Like what?
Like a lady, like, who's, like, doing all the fighting thing. Not that girl in that movie. Like, she didn't do shit.
Right. Anna de Armas did more than her.
Yeah, actually true.
Yeah.
The crazy girl and from Deep Waters.
She kind of looks like a female Bond.
Yes, that's what I'm just saying. Like, you know, right. There are, like, so many could have pulled it off. I mean, Scarlett Johansson would have been good,
how about
too.
This? Instead of doing a female Bond, how about they do a new... character and just start their own franchise.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, we watched another spy movie.
355.
355. Now, I don't know if the title was the reason the movie bombed, but it didn't bomb because of the star power. There's a lot of famous people in this movie.
And the movie was pretty awesome to me.
Yeah, it was kind of generic for me.
I liked it.
You know, I mean, what can I say? Basically, the 355 was a bunch of female spies. You know, it's like Charlie's Angels with guns, more serious.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Better actresses also.
Yes.
I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And 355 is code word for, I think, the first
female spy
in history.
Yes, who was like really good.
Did they ever mention why the number came up as 355?
I don't know. What's the number 007?
007 means you have to kill...
License to kill.
It's a license to kill, but he also kills like seven people.
Right. And who made that?
The
007.
The MI6, I think.
Mm-hmm. Maybe somehow they made 355 is like the woman.
They have to kill 355 people?
Yeah, for women, everything is harder. Men get everything's easy.
Seven against 355?
I guess.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Girls are tough.
Obviously. You should know.
Okay, and this movie has Lupita.
Yes.
I can't even say her last name, but I won't even try.
Don't.
It has the chick from Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Bryce Dallas? No?
I don't know.
Is it Bryce Dallas?
I don't know. I always mix
them up. It's actually Jessica Chastain that everybody always confuses as Bryce Dallas.
Yeah, but wasn't she like the girl who was like the spy in another movie?
Yeah, she also did another Hitman movie.
Yes.
Called Ava.
Ava.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even our daughter gets mixed up with that girl.
Yeah. She thought it was the Jessica. She thought it was the girl from Jurassic Park when she saw it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would say the girl from Jurassic Park is overall more talented, in my opinion, mm-hmm. because she's also a director.
Yes.
You know. And I don't think I've ever seen her in like an action movie though, like this.
And then there was Penelope Cruz.
Penelope?
Yeah, we gotta... I am the foreigner, but yet everything is like mixed up with you, okay?
A Cruise in another spy movie, but not the Tom Cruise.
No.
Now, she used to date Tom Cruise. Did you know that?
You have mentioned.
Yes.
She doesn't... What would have been our name? Penelope Cruz?
That would have been funny.
Penelope Cruz to the square?
Cruise to the max.
Yeah.
Cruise times two. Yeah, she didn't do shit in this movie.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to be badass. She didn't do nothing.
Towards the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
You call that badass?
Yes. And Bucky's in it.
Bucky is in it, and he's continuing his streak of...
being a slime ball.
Being an asshole in movies.
Yes.
I'm not going to reveal anything else about that. Mm-hmm. But...
there's another girl from...
The chick from National Treasure.
Yes.
The blonde girl.
Yes. Nicolas Cage's wife.
I can't even remember her name.
No, I don't remember
We don't do any research on this show.
Yeah, we just go with the flow.
We go with the flow, get drunk, and talk about crap.
Yeah, like, what is that flying...
Flying by the seat of my asshole.
Pants.
Right, yeah.
Everything is with ass today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You started with that Asgard, you know.
You are my ass guardian.
Yeah, I'll guard that ass, baby. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, there was a couple of good action scenes. The girls kicked ass. Was good. Yeah.
Yeah, but as you said, like, it's kind of predictable. And the Chinese girl. I don't think we know her from anywhere.
She's more famous in China, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't find her that compelling.
Yes.
As an actress at all.
They could have gotten the other.
She looks like
other
girl from. She kind of looks like an android.
She could have. They could have taken the other girl from Fresh Off the Boat, the mother.
No.
Why can't she was a. She could have been journalist and terminalist. You think
she? I don't think she can kick ass. I don't find her.
You really think they do it in real life?
What?
This kicking ass? No.
They have to look the part. They have to do some training.
She didn't look like a journalist and terminalist.
So. What does a journalist look like? Journalist could be anybody.
Really? I don't think so.
Yes.
No.
Anyhow, there's a lot of. Other Asian actresses they could have picked. They picked this girl because they wanted to appeal to the Chinese market, which it still didn't help this movie's box office at all.
Yeah.
You know? So, they screwed the pooch on that one.
But overall, the movie wasn't bad.
They could have picked Michelle Yeoh.
Ugh.
The go-to Asian woman.
Okay. But as I was saying, the movie wasn't bad. You could check it out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's
They could really have picked horrible. The sister from Shang-Chi. She's good.
I guess.
Yeah. Or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody. You know. But yeah, there's no franchise here. I think they try to set up a franchise.
I don't think it's going to work.
I'm sorry. Sorry. You're not going to get a franchise. 355. Mm-hmm. I think they were hoping for 355 movies. No. That's not going to happen. Lame one. No. I guess the other female spy movie that came out recently was Black Widow. Does she? She's a spy, right?
Yes, she's a Russian spy.
Right.
She's
What did you think about her movie?
That's pretty decent.
Awesome. A little bit underwhelming.
Not the best one.
A little bit underwhelming, I thought.
Yeah, I think, what's her face? She stole the show.
Yeah, her sister.
Yes, Yelena.
Yeah. But I felt like, you know, this movie came out a little bit too late. Mm. Yeah. We should have saw this movie a while ago.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of lost the drama when you know she's already dead.
Kind of.
You know?
Yes, true.
Now, if this was some kind of way, like, they had brought her back, it would have been more interesting. You know, if this was released before all the stories where she was dead, it probably would have been more compelling. But you kind of watch the movie and you're like, she's dead, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know she's going to live through this much.
Yeah.
You know, not really much, you know,
drama. Then again, like, she was, to me, she wasn't the star of the movie, though. I feel like the sister was more funnier.
I felt the dad was my favorite character. The pseudo dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, from David Harbour from Stranger Things, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the funny one in that movie. And also, Rachel Weisz from The Mummy was in this movie. Now, she doesn't age, right?
No.
Because she looks better than both of the daughters to me.
Huh? She did.
She looks hotter than both of them.
Yes.
But, you know, she's always looked gorgeous, yes. Right?
She looks really good.
Now, that's another woman that never had another franchise. She deserved to have her own action franchise.
Yes, they killed the Mummy franchise.
Well, you know, she killed her part on the Mummy.
Yes, because she doesn't want to play a grown-ass kid's mom.
Right.
Look at her face.
Well, I guess she's playing one now, though.
Mm. That's right? Different.
I don't think she was the real mother, though.
Yeah, no. They took care of the girls.
Right. So I guess that's kind of the twist, mm-hmm. I guess. But yeah, that was a kind of disappointing movie for me. And Phase 4 of all the Marvel movies have been kind of, like, disappointing. You know? No. I was hoping for a spy movie franchise. How are you going to do a franchise?
You can't.
Unless they spin off like Yelena, but I doubt they will.
Yeah, they should.
You know.
As I said, like, she was awesome.
Yeah. And she sold the show in Hawkeye too.
Yes.
I thought so.
She's funny.
Yeah.
And the way she talks, she really pulls up the character to me.
She's a little too small and petite to be kicking ass, mm-hmm. in my opinion, but whatever.
Well, all her scenes were badass.
Right.
Even in like Hawkeye. She was pretty good.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson, you should have fought to get this done a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I guess it's not up to her. It's up to the people in charge.
Yep.
You know. She should have been the first big superhero, female superhero movie character.
Yeah.
You know. But I don't think you can even count her as a spy. She's more superhero.
She was a spy.
She's a super spy.
Yes, she started like a super spy, yeah.
Right.
This badass spy she's supposed to be.
Right, right. Now,
you also have a heart of gold.
Oh, isn't that always the truth? Yeah. Now, in terms of the best spy movie franchise, you're going to go with Mission Impossible, right?
Do-do-do.
So which is your favorite Mission Impossible movie?
It's hard to tell.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot.
Yeah, it's been a lot. I know.
So which one?
The most memorable one is You Shoulda Killed Me.
No. You see, that one actually has to be the most derailed one. Most people hate that one.
No, that's the most memorable one. But I did like the one with Henry Cavill only because, like, you know, Henry Cavill's in it. Also, even if he was a bad apple.
Bad guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that recent one with Henry Cavill, yes.
Yeah.
It had
his mustache, which killed the other...
killed the Justice League. Yes. How can a mustache
kill a movie?
A Justice League.
Yes.
Like,
I must ask.
About that mustache.
Yes.
You know, that whole Justice League movie alone, that could be like, that movie is in the history books of the most fucked up things to happen in
one movie. I really think you should grow a mustache.
I don't want to.
Everybody's growing a mustache. It doesn't have to be a trash stash.
No, no. Does The Gray Man count as a spy movie?
Not spy, but yeah, I guess a little bit. He wasn't a spy. He was like Sierra 6. I don't know what was that.
That's his spy name,
I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other spy movies that you like?
What would your spy name be if you were a spy?
Isn't that Geeky Dad?
That's not a spy name.
Well, what's your spy name?
Mine would be probably... I don't know. Probably be like Rotten Mouth.
What?
Rotten Mouth. Like everything comes out like nasty.
Okay, that's just gross. You know.
What's your name would be?
What we have not seen. Okay? Which I think is something that should be done. Is we've never seen a spy movie where the main character is black.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. At least not a franchise.
Yeah, but then again, remember the black people gets killed at first in every movie?
That's horror movies.
I thought like that's kind of like rule of thumb.
I mean, you know.
If... The whores, the black ones.
What's wrong with you? You know.
That's it. It's always is. Look at all the like scary movies.
You know, they should have, you know, Idris Elba should have got a spy movie. Not James Bond, but make his own franchise.
I don't know. I cannot see him as Bond, James Bond.
Just because he has like the British accent, I think. Everybody wants him to be Bond.
So Benedict Cumberbatch has British accent.
He's not Bond material. No way.
Why can't they make Henry Cavill as Mr. Bond? I would watch that.
I like Henry Cavill as a potential Bond. Yes.
I would love him as
a Bond. In fact, he did a spy movie called Man from U.N.C.L.E. And he
Man from what?
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. U.N.C.L.E. was like a pseudonym. Like okay. United Nation... something enforcement something, I don't know what it stood for. I forgot.
Yo, I just realized I'm gonna name myself Pussy Galore. Spy name.
That's your spy name. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You could be Blowjob.
Mr. Harddick.
But anyhow.
Cone name Harddick. Yeah. So okay, let's do like okay, who would be a good Bond?
I just said Henry Cavill.
That's your number one choice?
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't say Benedict Cumberbatch is bad.
No.
Why?
No,
he's
no,
too skinny
no.
to you?
No, he looks weird.
Okay.
He kind of looks like a supervillain to me. I always see him as a supervillain, and he still doesn't... He kind of looks weird as...
Because you saw him in Star Trek.
No, but in general.
Okay.
He's a weird face.
So Idris Elba...
No. Like I said, Idris Elba should have his own franchise.
Okay.
You know.
Why can't Thor be spy?
No.
Bond.
No, he's Australian.
Okay.
It should be British.
It should be British, but it looks like this day anybody could come up with that accent. Would you like some tea, please?
You don't sound British at all. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to pick Henry Cavill and who else? Who else is a good actor?
Say it.
Who?
I don't know, since you have the brain. Yes. And he goes for Butch.
Hugh Grant?
Ew! He's too old.
No.
He's too old.
Tom Hardy's a little too gruff. To be a spy.
He has weird teeth.
And he's kind of short.
He has weird teeth.
Yeah, and he looks like he's hungover right now in a lot of his movies, especially the Venom movies.
Yes.
I don't see him in that role.
Who else? Like, seriously, like, we haven't seen movies
I mean, Hugh Jackman.
No.
When he was a little bit younger.
Yes, not anymore.
Not anymore.
That's what I'm just saying. Like,
but again, he's Australian, so that I think that...
Hey, what about that guy, Professor X? What's his name?
Oh, the new one.
Yes.
Yeah, James McAvoy.
Yes, I think he could pull it
off. I don't know.
He plays his characters pretty well. Like,
I've never
seen
him with, like, a suaveness.
Yeah, but I think he could pull it off.
And I'm so used to him seeing him bald these days. It's kind of weird.
You know? Yeah, but all the good movies he has done, I think he's pretty memorable. So that's what I'm saying. I think he could pull it off.
Yeah, I guess.
Except for Split. I didn't see that.
I don't know. I got to see how he is with, like, you know, with his hair slicked back.
Oh, gosh.
Because James Bond has to have his hair slicked back a little bit, right?
Right. You are okay with the lemon face, but his hair has to be slicked back.
That's part of the, you know, James Bond look.
Okay, so who else is your list? I just gave you two names.
Boy, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we should pick an unknown, a new guy. You know?
Styles is too young.
No.
That's what I just said.
Tom Holland. He's British.
I don't see him. He's too strong.
They can go back, like make it a prequel. Like, he's...
When he was skinny?
When he was, like...
And then he got spider serum?
He got recruited in the academy, and it's his first mission.
That's okay.
Like, James Bond, the college years. Dun-dun-dun.
And then he's gonna do the move.
Yeah. Okay. Instead, he just shoots his webs instead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. We don't have, like, much of British people.
Problem is, you know, a lot of these actors that play American roles.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew
Lincoln.
Like I said, Andrew Lincoln is a little old, I think, to play. And plus, when I see him all clean shaven.
Oh God! You're gonna say, like, all you remember is like Rick from Walking Dead. Like,
no. When he looks clean shaven, he does not look very handsome to me. He looks
appealing.
He looks like a geek, like a scrawny dude, to me. When he has his face all rugged, he looks more tough.
Okay.
And I don't think he has the James Bond-ness.
Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, number one choice would be Henry Cavill. You're good on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he'll ever get the job because he was Superman. They don't usually like to pick an actor that had a
career,
previous successful career. Most of the actors they picked were all like new guys. This is what I'm trying to say. They should probably get a new guy.
Yeah.
You know,
who wouldn't be bad?
Yeah.
This guy from 50 Shades, Jamie Dornan, I don't think he would look bad.
I guess so. He cleans up pretty good.
Yes.
You know?
He could be eye candy that James Bond is, but I'm not sure about, like, the action sequence, but he could always tie them up and whip their ass.
Right. There were some people that wanted that actor from Crazy Rich Asians. He's British. You know?
The Chinese guy?
Yes. What, you don't see a Chinese Bond? Or they can pick an Indian guy. Huh?
Hi, my name is Bong. Bong. Chung Bong.
Hey! What's wrong with you?
I'm just being an ass. But yes, no, I don't see him as James Bond. I'm sorry.
I think they should pick somebody like a young, new...
Youngling.
Actor. Yes. That way they can pay him pennies...
And make money
off of it, you know. Because most of the guys they ever picked for Bond were never, like...
Famous?
Big famous guy. In fact, the only one that was actually kind of famous was Pierce Brosnan. Because he had a couple of movies and TV shows.
Okay.
In America.
Okay.
Right? He was in a show called Remington Steele. He was like a spy thief.
Okay.
On that show. Which was kind of like an audition for James Bond.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else being James Bond besides those.
And then, you know, Roger Moore was in a series before called The Saint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Val Kilmer did a remake of that movie, The Saint.
Okay.
It was kind of like a spy as well, basically. But the rest of them, you know, not anything. I mean, Roger Sean Connery was a bodybuilder, actually.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And Timothy Dalton did a couple of, you know, movies here and there, but nothing really big to break out as a big star.
Okay.
You know. So I think they should just pick a unknown.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as it's not Ezra Miller or something like that.
Mm.
Nobody crazy. Do a background check. Yeah. Okay? Do a background check on this guy,
or else you're gonna make the movie and then you have to find a way to erase his face.
Yeah. You know, you don't want to end up with a $100 million movie and you can't release it.
Or do anything with it.
It's
in a lingo.
You know what they're doing with that movie? They're just delaying it, delaying it, delaying it, delaying it. Thinking that people are going to just forget about what happened with the dude. I don't know. It's always brand new
bag of shit every day pulling up from him.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that.
I don't know if I'm ever going to look at him the same way.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
You know, but who knows? Oh, you know who would be good?
You have somebody now?
I got somebody.
Really?
You were talking about X-Men, but what about Magneto?
Magneto?
The new one.
Yes, I know. Not the old one.
He's British.
Star. Is he?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes, he's British. He has a nice British accent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, he's not too bad looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's tall, I guess.
Yeah, he would be a good James Bond, I think.
Okay.
And, you know, he looks a little bit mature.
Yes, and tall and stuff.
Yeah, the thing with James McAvoy, no matter how gritty does he get, he still looks like a kid to me. He has a young face.
He's short also.
He doesn't have a manly type of face to me, you know.
But he's a good actor, that's all.
He's a good actor, but, you know, I don't think he can pull off Bond.
Okay.
No. I'm going with Magneto.
Okay, Magneto.
I have no idea what the actor's name is.
I know him with Eric.
He was in Prometheus.
E-R-I-K. Yes.
He was in Prometheus. That was his only other franchise. Mm. And X-Men. That's it.
Okay.
Oh, Colin Farrell. No?
No, he's too old.
When he was a little bit younger.
Why are we talking about if he was
younger? He's not that old.
I don't like his face.
You don't like his face?
No, I don't like his
face. He's a good actor, though.
So, he looks good in a fat suit. That doesn't mean, like, I have to like him.
He could pull off Suave, I think.
All right.
He was Bullseye.
So?
He was in a movie where he played a one-armed vet.
Good for you.
You know?
I don't see him as Bond. Mr. Bond. Just like I don't see the Chinese guy. No offense. As a Bond.
I didn't pick the guy. I said that's what people are rumoring.
Yeah, I don't think he could pull that off. Like, to me, like, every time I look at him, all I see is, like, the dad from Fresh Off the Boat doing funny skit.
What? Okay, I'm going to go left field. Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa. Okay, I could see him as Bond.
No, not Jason Momoa. There has to be some, David Tennant.
Ooh, I like him.
No way, he's too scrawny.
I know he's too scrawny.
He's too scrawny.
But I like him.
He would be a good Bond villain. I would love to see him as a villain.
Yes.
He plays villains good.
Yes, he did that. And that
Jessica Jones,
yes.
Yeah.
I was really happy.
Right.
I like him.
Yeah, they killed him off.
Yes. I like the way he talks.
And, you know, the rest of the seasons weren't as good because he was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's all for now in this episode. We talked about a lot of spies. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but the wife does.
Yeah, we talked about
spies. I think this
is
a genre that you're more into than I am, even though I have more facts.
Yes, but I like action stuff.
You do like action stuff.
Yeah.
You know. You know what? Why hasn't... Oh, there has been.
What?
Like, they haven't, yeah, there hasn't been, like, an American spy franchise. Besides XXX.
What the F was that?
Right, you know. Or S.H.I.E.L.D.
XXX means, like, do not watch. Like, no, no, no.
Triple X. Right. Yeah. And in that movie, anybody could be Triple X as long as you got like the three X's on the back of your neck. You know. You
also have to be bald.
No, no. One of them was Ice Cube or Ice T. Which one? Something Ice.
Yeah.
You know. In the 60s, there was a couple of American versions, but, you know.
Yeah. The thing is, like, British people have that James Bond. They have MI.
I mean, if you want to go with TV shows, Alias was a pretty good spy.
Yes, they should make a movie out of that.
Well, you know, I mean, who would you get to play a new version of Cindy Bristow?
Sky from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
She was good. I liked her.
You know, Daisy Johnson you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, she's good. I'll see her in anything. Hopefully in nothing one day, but, you know.
Wow. Yeah, I know you always have the hots for her. But, yeah, I think, like, she was pretty good.
Yeah, she needs to do more stuff. I like her.
Yeah.
But...
Even the girl from Iron Fist.
Yeah.
She's good, right?
Yeah, I like her. But, yeah.
Even the girl, I cannot tell her name, from The Deep Water with Ben Affleck.
Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas.
Yeah. Yeah, they should spin off her character from James Bond.
Yeah. It would be good.
Right. You know, at one time they wanted to spin off Halle Berry into a movie from the her appearance in James Bond.
Yeah, but she's too old now.
Yeah. But, you know, it would have been kind of revolutionary to have, like, a female spy franchise with a black
That's lead. What I just said. Like, why can't it be, it, like, it would James have been, Bond be a girl?
I mean, she's not James Bond, but a different character. Why can't it be a different character? Why does it have to be James Bond?
Why can't it be Jamie Bond? Jamie could be a girl name and a boy name.
Jamie?
I am Bond. Jamie Bond.
I don't know about that.
So you could talk crap, but I can't.
No. Yeah. See, if they had done Black Widow years ago,
mm-hmm.
that could have been a franchise.
Yes, could have been.
You know, we could have seen her... do spy missions with S.H.I.E.L.D.,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is something they never really have, you know, they never really did a good S.H.I.E.L.D. movie. The TV show was not really a good enough representation of S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. should have had, like, a big, big budget spy movie, you know?
Captain America had his own movie, Thor.
And that's, like, the closest... that you can get to a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie.
Thor did too.
Right.
And then, like, Black Panthers also had one good movie, and now they're coming up with another one. Why couldn't they do this Black Widow thing?
I don't know why they waited so long.
Yes.
Yeah.
They could have made this better.
And if you didn't want to do it with this Black Widow, there's still, like, so many stories from the comic books where, you know, Nick Fury did a lot of stuff. With, you know, a lot of female spies. For instance, in the comic books, you know, Julia Louise Dreyfus.
Okay.
Showed up in Marvel Universe as Valentina something something, right?
Okay.
Recently. In the comic books, her character is actually involved with Nick Fury as a love interest.
Wow.
Okay. And the two of them have adventures together, and she was a triple agent for Hydra.
Wow.
You know, she was actually Lady Hydra one time, you know?
Yeah, so they could have done
So there was so many cool spy things that they did with S.H.I.E.L.D. back in the day. Before, when he used to be white,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the comic books he was white.
Yeah.
And then when Nick Fury was cast as a black guy, in the comic books, all of a sudden, he retires and he finds out that he had an affair with a black woman and he has a son with a black, that's black now. And all of a sudden, he retires and gives his code name, Nick Fury, to his son.
Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they explained it in the comic books.
Okay.
You know. But they could have did that in the movies. They could have flashed back, be like, I'm your dad. Have Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell's already somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I always imagine Nick Fury to look like Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Because I don't know if you've seen...
Zor-El.
No, I don't know if you've seen the movie Escape from New York. Kurt Russell was a guy with eye patch in that movie. Mm-mm. And every time I see that movie, I was like, that guy looks like Nick Fury.
I guess.
Yeah. But it's too late, and instead we got David Hasselhoff as the first white Nick Fury in a movie. Many years ago, David Hasselhoff was Nick Fury in a movie. And you did not see that movie, by the way.
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I don't like David Hasselhoff either.
Yeah, imagine him with an eye patch and leather all over.
All I remember him like wearing a red...
Speedo?
Speedo and running into the beach.
Slow motion.
Yes.
Ugh. Yeah.
I'm getting the heebie-jeebies.
No. Come on, he was good in Knight Rider.
Yeah, speaking of which, also like
all wasn't Knight Rider basic a spy?
Not really. Here the only thing he had is going is like the car.
James Bond has a car too.
MacGyver was better than all of
that. MacGyver would have worked as a big screen remake because that's a spy that doesn't use gadgets.
Yes,
he's a spy that uses his brain.
Yes. And the TV show, they just ruined it.
Yeah, that remake was horrible.
All I see, like, every time they do a remake, they just ruined it. Knight Rider, they did the remake. It didn't do well. It
didn't do well.
MacGyver now has Team.
No. Magnum P.I. is horrible.
Yes, another one.
Yeah, we should do another episode just on that. The worst remakes.
Idea. Light bulb.
Light bulb. That should be our next idea for a show. Speaking of which, we gotta go.
Yes, we got to go.
Bye. See you next week.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
We're going to keep listening to us.
We're going to pull another idea out of our ass for another show.
Yes, if I don't guard his ass, Asgard. We got to get him
Asgard. Oh boy, you brought it back all the way around. All
right, I'm done for Asgarding.
Okay, bye.
Bye.